You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
I don't think you can just say that, Clint.
As long as you dump, just dump it, D.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right. Time for Dirty's Daily, powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Easy enough. It's The Drive, but the fellas are out today. Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee filling in. T-Mill holding things down on the other side of the glass. I was not an NFL quarterback, though I did create myself in Madden and make myself an NFL quarterback. So I think I can fill the shoes here.
What about EuroLeague? Were you in the EuroLeague?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I got a tryout once, but no.
Hey, that's something, though. You got a tryout. That's something.
No, I didn't get a tryout. I got a tryout, and then I woke up from my teeth grinding.
Hey, I tried to sell it for you, dog.
Yeah, I
tried.
Appreciate it.
I tried.
Yeah, it's a good co-host right there.
Hey, man. Got your back, dog.
Well, I'll fill in for Clint nonetheless, and let's get through this because I got some things to get off my chest. Starting with, I've made this rant and claim before on this very show.
You're going to offend someone, aren't you?
Maybe. But I think the worst character to ever get two TV shows in television history is Sheldon Cooper. Between Big Bang Theory and then Young Sheldon, whatever, Little Sheldon, Young Sheldon, that show's horrendous as well.
Little Sheldon.
You know I'm with you on this.
Thank you.
That show, I don't get how it ever got popular. I never found it funny at all.
And now we just got news that we're getting another Big Bang Theory spinoff.
No
way. The news came out yesterday. What are we doing? Enough of this.
I did not see this news. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Enough people love the first show and the spinoff to where it warrants, apparently, a third show.
Three shows with these characters. That's enough. And so I remember getting into this with Ron because I said Sheldon Cooper is the worst character to ever have two shows. I even have a list. I think Joey Tribbiani, who I actually do like. Joey was one of my favorites and Friends, but not good enough to get his own show, which they did with Joey and lasted like one season.
I'll agree with that.
Joey Tribbiani's on the list. Sheldon Cooper, Cleveland from Family Guy, the dullest character of the... Why did he get his own spinoff? It should have been Quagmire or even Joe.
But at least they poked fun at it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Every chance they got, they poked fun at it.
No good. Sheldon Cooper and then Chachi, who got Joni Loves Chachi. Five worst characters to get their own spinoff.
You mentioned another one to me during the break that, I'll be honest, it offended me because I'm a big fan. Who was that?
Oh, I didn't even mention. I skipped over. Frasier.
Yeah, now I'm offended by that. I love Frasier Crane. That show, like the show Frasier, that is my show. That's one of my all-time favorite shows. The original.
Yeah.
They brought it back.
Yes, they did.
That was all right, but nothing's like the original for me.
I put that with Big Bang Theory. What are you doing here? But now a third rendition of Frasier. Get out of here.
But I said you were going to offend someone, and secretly it was me. They got offended by that.
I can't believe I skipped over Frasier. Yeah, so Joey Tribbiani, Cleveland from Family Guy, Frasier, Chachi, and Sheldon Cooper, the five worst characters to get spinoffs in TV history, and now we're getting a third rendition of the Big Bang Theory universe.
For the record, I do not agree on the Frasier part.
Where are you on Sheldon Cooper and Big Bang Theory?
I never really got into Big Bang Theory. My mom loves the show, but I just never, it was never my thing. Never got into it. So I've watched it here and there. And I told you as well, I didn't even really realize that officially, you know, young Sheldon, I kind of thought it might be.
Yeah.
But I didn't know officially that that was a spinoff because I never watched that one ever. I don't think I've ever seen one episode of Young Sheldon.
I can at least get through Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon, that show is horrendous. And the character is so... You can't have a show where the main character is so unlikable. And young little Sheldon Cooper, he's not cute. He's not funny. He's just annoying.
He's just a little jerk.
Yeah, you just want to kick him in the face. He's terrible. Terrible character. Got multiple shows, and now they're doing another Big Bang Theory spinoff.
We do not condone kicking children in the face, by the way.
No, that's true. I said it makes you just want to, but not actually do it.
I see Tyler weighing it out back there. I'm just going to put that out there.
Sometimes kid might deserve it.
Depends on the child, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My nephew, there's multiple times I want to punch him in the back of the head.
In the back. But see, that's the back of the head, not the face.
Good point.
There's a difference.
Good point.
Oh, touché. Great point. Another great point. I'm going to get away from the kicking the kids in the face as quickly as I can. Another great point from 281 saying, how about the Little Sheldon spinoff, Young Sheldon, whatever it is, this stupid show. The Shelby spinoff of George and Mandy. I forgot about that. That's right. We have a spinoff of the spinoff. There's now four shows with the Big Bang Theory characters.
I did not know that.
That Georgie and Mandy show, also horrendous. Terrible. Get these out of here.
Well, somebody is watching these shows, apparently, because if they keep giving them all these shows, someone's watching.
Lowest denominator. Sally says, I'm with you, Luke. It's ridiculous. Champ Slice says, Big Bang Theory sucks. Kick Rock says, facts. Champ Slice also said, they're running out of ideas. Just develop something new, please.
Never. Nothing new.
713 said, huge Big Bang Theory and Friends fan. Sorry. Another 713 said, Frasier Crane is the bomb. I have the collector's edition.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And 832 said, no Cleveland show slander will be tolerated.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
I tell you what.
Hey, you like what you like, right?
Absolutely. Plenty of support, though, for my Big Bang Theory take, at least. Maybe not with the other spinoffs.
Seems like it.
Spinoff of a spinoff, that's way too meta for me on YouTube. 832 says, you're just not smart enough to get the humor. Okay. I tell you what, I love Arrested Development, and I think that's very intelligent humor.
I think that's one of the greatest, most underrated sitcoms.
Yeah. I think it's too smart for its own good.
Of all time. Yeah, that Arrested Development, man, if you haven't watched that ever, go check it out. You will laugh.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, I think it's too smart for its own good. I guess that's part of Big Bang Theory,
it
too,
might
is
be.
Where if you are limiting yourself to a specific demographic, then you're only getting a certain portion of the audience.
But as we see, there's enough of that demographic for them to get three spinoffs.
Yeah, three spinoffs now.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Too much. Sheldon at seven seasons. I don't know. Sheldon at seven seasons. Thank you. So somebody like this. Sorry, I don't understand that text from 832. Please try again. Moving on. Point being, Sheldon Cooper, terrible character. I don't know why they keep making TV shows about him. Dirty's Daily, moving on. Would you spend 8 years in jail for $43 million? I ask this because Ryan Ferguson was a guy who was found guilty of a murder in 2004, was convicted in 2005, but then that conviction was vacated in 2013 after a key witness who testified against Ferguson actually changed their story and said, no, what I said was incorrect. He actually was not involved.
Wow.
And so they let Ferguson out of jail, and now he's been paid. The court's ordered to pay him $43 million for the wrongful conviction.
Wow.
He's 8 years in jail and a fake murder sentence worth getting $43 million.
No. I mean, there's nothing that guarantees you making it through that sentence. There's nothing that guarantees
that. That's fair.
I don't want to be in prison for 8 years. Just to, no, no.
I'm trying to find his age.
I'm good. I'm good.
There's a photo of him. He's still a young man, right? So it would be one thing if like you were 70 and like, what am I going to do with this money? But he's still, he looks like he's 40.
I guess that's a factor
40.
Too, is how old you are.
Yeah, he's still got his whole life and he's got $43 million. Tyler, would you be willing to do 8 years in prison if it got you $43 million after?
Not just no, but hell no. I was not built or made to be in that environment, my friends. I know I talk a lot of ish, but I was not built for that. So I'm going to go with not no, but hell no.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either for $43
million. Uh-uh.
I'm not built for it either. I couldn't do 8 hours in jail, let alone 8 years.
And I'm so good looking, dude. Some dude be trying to be banging me his girlfriend so fast.
You'd be the belle of the ball. That could be nice.
Nah, man. Nah. And I would appreciate it. I would be, you know, thankful that he found me attractive. But no, I can't do it.
It takes throwing him in the hole to a whole nother level there, Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
Whole nother level.
All right, moving on from that as quickly as I can. By the way, Sally said you are extremely intelligent. You have a higher humor intelligence. I think she's talking about me. Thank you very much.
Sally's a real MVP, man.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate you coming to my support.
Thank you, Sally.
Adrian Peterson got into a fight. You told me this happened right here in Houston.
I think I saw that it was in Houston somewhere.
Did
well,
you?
Yeah, it was, yep.
Wow, I didn't know that. I saw the video.
Yeah.
My whole thoughts on this, I don't think Adrian Peterson won the fight. Or at least not enough as he should. My thoughts
as
on this is that Adrian Peterson was, he's built, he's an animal, right? You don't want to see him in the A-gap. You don't want to see him in an alleyway either. But I always have this theory, it's not my theory, but I subscribe to the theory of the biggest guys, they never get tested, so they don't know how to actually fight. And I think we kind of saw that when someone stepped to Adrian Peterson with this poker game. I expected a little more from AD. Watching him in that fight video, I thought, this is kind of embarrassing for such a professional athlete and such an animal of a dude. But I wanted to see more.
Just from what I was reading, I think this is someone he actually knew. I don't think this is just like a random. So,
but still, I wanted to. It looked like he didn't know how to fight, is what I'm saying.
I mean, that's very possible. Or, you know, maybe he just didn't want to beat up his buddy. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know
if you get to that point if you don't. You know, if you're afraid to beat up your
buddy. Or, I guess, to really hurt him. I mean, you'd have to think that if Adrian Peterson wanted to. I mean, dude is strong.
But that's what I'm saying. He might be strong, but he doesn't know. Like LeBron, people always say it about LeBron James, too. Has he ever been in a scuffle? People always come to his defense. I don't think LeBron is, he's a freak of nature athletically.
Definitely.
You put LeBron in just a street fight, I don't think he does very well. These guys never had to fight. They're the biggest dudes. No one's ever stepping to them. You're not challenging them. Look, I don't know how to fight either, but I was the youngest of three boys, and I got my ass beat plenty. People step to me because they're like, yeah, you're the little runt. We're beating you up. I don't think LeBron ever had to get tested. So him, Adrian Peterson, even like an Aaron Donald, as scary as these guys are, I don't think they're actually good fighters because they've never had to do it.
I mean, that's a theory. That's definitely a theory. In the first place, why is Adrian Peterson out here fighting folks in the middle of a poker hall? Hall, like,
well,
why? Like, was it that serious? Did it really come to that point?
I love Peterson.
Really,
I've got multiple Adrian Peterson jerseys, but he has fallen into financial hardships in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, that's an understatement right there.
Maybe he just really needed that money. He didn't like what happened with that hand of poker.
But did he actually lose the hand and he just got upset? Or was the guy trying to cheat? Like, what? Like,
yeah, I don't even know the context.
I didn't get more than just, okay, they fought. And someone, you know, something happens, everyone pulls out their phones. So, but you don't always get the context as to, like, what led up to it, why it happened.
For sure. 713 does say, they said, go watch the video on his IG. They cut it off when he started laying it on him at the end. All right.
Talking about AP, okay.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would post that video on his Instagram, though. That doesn't seem great.
It doesn't seem very wise.
281 says, AP cannot fight at all. Slow and no coordination.
Damn. They sound like they know him personally.
832, speaking of which, 832 said, the guy that works with me knows the guy who got in the fight with Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
He told me about it like 3 weeks ago. I didn't believe him at first until I saw the video today.
That's too funny. He's like, who got in the fight with who? No way. Stop.
Yeah, right. Of course. That sounds like a tall tale.
Cut the crap.
281 says, I bet Vernon Maxwell could beat up Adrian Peterson today. Maybe.
Yeah, Vernon Maxwell is a whole different animal, man. Like, yeah. He could probably beat up a lot of people. Let's just keep it honest. He could beat up a lot of people, even today.
By the way, getting back to the prison, 832, so I'm doing it in a heartbeat. 8 years in prison for $43 million. You come out a millionaire, you forget all about those 8 years. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know if you'll forget about those 8 years.
You go ahead and do that 8 years. I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass.
And 832 said, nope, not giving... not doing the prison thing, given all that comes with those 8 years. You grab the soap.
Well, hopefully you're not grabbing it off the floor.
Yeah. And 936 says, it's AD, not AP, for all day Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I know. I get it. One of my best friends has a real pet peeve of his. He hates when people refer to Adrian Peterson as AP.
Still his initials.
It is his initials. I mean,
yeah. Gosh, find something else to get angry about, you dingo.
You know, people are so particular about certain things, right? We get it.
All day, Adrian Peterson, AD, AP.
AD.
That was like everyday Eddie Gordado.
I think either one works. AD, AP.
I prefer AP because I think more people know who you're talking about. If I said, did you see the fight with AD? You might be thinking Anthony Davis. I don't know if people...
That's true because AP's been out of the league for at least a few years now.
Even when he was in the league, I don't think enough people called him AD. I know that was his nickname. I grew up a Vikings fan, so I know it very well.
You know.
But I just don't think people really... I don't think that became a universal thing. I don't think people used it. And lastly... Here on Dirty's Daily, Shador Sanders with the speeding. What's the fastest? I know they talked about this earlier. Chris, what's the fastest you think you've ever driven?
Probably about 100, 105.
Wow.
Yeah.
105.
And that's not something I do often, no.
Tyler, you ever hit triple digits driving?
Yes. Multiple times.
I know Tyler has.
I'm a fan of speeding, you know.
Yeah. Tyler, you have that look of a guy that's like, yeah, I like speed.
I want to go fast.
Yeah, you got that look, man.
I want to go fast. Yes, I've hit triple digits. The fastest ever, probably.
I'm going to say about 125.
Probably in the ladies' Audi, about in the 120s.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's fun.
If there's going to be a cop posting up now outside of this building every day waiting for Tyler to pull out.
Damn it.
They know exactly where he's at Monday through Friday.
Yeah. That's right. I don't think I've ever actually hit triple digits. I've probably done like 95. I've gotten so old so fast, though. I used to always do like the 9 miles above the speed limit. So if it was 75 speed limit, I set cruise control at 84, maybe even 85. Don't pull me over. Now.
Don't pull me over.
That's right. Yeah. But now, even now, like I don't really go above 80 anymore. I've gotten so old.
I think it also depends like where you grew up driving. Because in Texas, a lot of areas, the speed limit is just a suggestion. A lot of places out here.
They're more like guidelines.
Guidelines. It may say 55, but if you're going 85, 90, you're still good.
Yeah.
Because most people are going 85, 90 out here.
Yeah.
So you're good.
We'll end on this one from the 832 about the prison thing as we've just been bouncing around
right?
my stream of consciousness here for Dirty's Daily. 832 said 8 years and you get to be a millionaire while getting free housing and free food. It's like if you wasted 8 years with a woman but came out a millionaire.
If that's how you want to look at it.
Yeah, not exactly a woman, though, based off of what might transpire in there. You're going to wish it was...
Maybe you'll play the role.
With a woman, yeah. Right, exactly. You get to be the woman in that scenario. There you go. Dirty's Daily brought to you by McCarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial 281-222-2222. Coming up, are the Astros still underrated? We'll talk about it next. It's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The fellows are out today. Luke Morrow and Chris Partee with you instead here on The Drive. T-Mill holding things down for us. You can text the show 713-572-4610. Are the Astros underrated? Not only the team, but also specific parts of the team. I'll explain what I mean. Appreciate all the texts and the engagement last segment with all those random topics. People are still texting about those things, so appreciate you. If you ever miss anything from the show, you can always not only go back to, on the podcast, find the podcast afterwards, but also use the rewind function in the Odyssey app. Are the Astros underrated? I ask this for a couple different reasons. We'll take this in like three different angles.
Let's do it.
But the first one being the actual team, because I do find it fascinating that when they've dealt with everything that they have and they've still put together the second best record in the American League, at least entering yesterday. Then the Astros lost, Yankees won, so I believe they're now a half game behind the Yankees again. But point remains, they're right up there with the best teams in baseball. When you do that despite all the injuries, and then you expect to get these guys back eventually, I mean, shouldn't that help how we view the Astros? And yet, I saw ESPN ranked them 8th in the league in their power rankings, MLB.com ranked them 8th in the league in power rankings. Their World Series odds are 7th in the league right now in Vegas. Ben Verlander is the only guy, and he loves himself some Astros. But Ben Verlander, he put the Astros number 5. That's the highest I've seen. But the question being, are the Astros still underrated? Because of two reasons. One, the success they've had despite the things they've dealt with, which is probably more than just about any other team than maybe the Dodgers. And number two, because you expect to get these guys back. So if they're playing at this clip right now, imagine what the second half could be like if they get these guys healthy. Are the Astros still underrated?
When you started that, we started this segment there before you laid out those statistics or those rankings, I'm trying to think like, how can they be underrated? But then you said, you know, two guys had them ranked 8th. Someone else had them ranked 5th.
Yep.
If you're looking at them as the 8th best team in a ranking of MLB teams, then yes, I would say from that point of view, from that perspective, yes, they are underrated. Just based on what you laid out and what they've dealt with compared to, I guess, the rest of the league, all the injuries, the pitching injuries, the hitting injuries, how they had a slow start to the season and they've bounced back this past month and a half or so, it is, like we talked about earlier, and they're back in the head of the pack of their division, even though it's not the strongest division, but still, from where they were to where they've come, and we're not even in July yet, you know, they've turned it around pretty quickly here. So yeah, I would lean to saying yes, I think they are underrated based on the context that you just gave to that question.
Yeah, I think so too, which maybe is semantics. Maybe I would change it and say not underrated, but being overlooked.
Overlooked, yeah. I think overlooked might be a better word.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, as you were laying that out, it dawned on me, like, yeah, maybe overlooked is the proper term. I think so, because of what they're how they're doing, despite everything they've been dealt, and what you anticipate getting back. And I would say similar to the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers only have like three more wins than the Astros, but they've had so many injuries, and yet they're still playing at a first-place clip. And then imagine if they start to get some of these guys back, and we know how talented the Dodgers are on paper. So I do think the Astros are being overlooked still in the AL, because we all came into when I say we, I mean collective, the national Major League Baseball audience kind of came into the season not expecting a ton from the Astros. So I think people are still having a hard time buying into this so far.
I mean, I'm not even sure if everyone here in town knew what to expect this year coming from the Astros, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I mean, from that perspective, And from a national purview, definitely overlooked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said the seventh best odds for the World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're definitely being overlooked right now, but that's not a bad thing.
No.
I don't think that's a bad thing to be overlooked. I don't.
I almost prefer that. I said the same thing with the Texans. Like, I wanted fewer nighttime games for the Texans this year.
Really?
Let them fly under the radar. We don't need to talk about
So less prime time.
Yeah, let them operate in the dark here. We don't need to talk about the Texans, and you know, we don't need on ESPN asking about I want them to fly under the radar.
Did they get four this year? I forget. Three or four?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Too many. Too many for my liking.
Too many for your liking.
Let me ask you this quickly before we have to hit the break. Houston Chronicle came out with an article today about Cam Smith. Should Cam Smith get more love for the Rookie of the Year race? So, in the same vein of are the Astros underrated, do you think Cam Smith even is being underrated right now, at least nationally, in Major League Baseball?
I'm going to say maybe not. I think we need to see more from him. Now, if he stays improving at the clip that he has over the past, I guess, you know, month or so, playing better, talk to me in August if he's still at the same rate or playing even better, because right now, I believe on ESPN, he's like, he has the 10th best odds to win it. So he's in the top 10.
Dang, I didn't know he was that far.
Yeah, he's in the top 10 as far as AL Rookie of the Year favorites. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so maybe in that regard, he's a little underrated, but I don't think he should be in the conversation. Look, before this A's series, which was against, again, the second worst pitching staff in the second hitter-friendliest ballpark, his OPS, I know Cam Smith played really, he's played a lot better over the last 30 games. I get that, but over the whole course of the season, his OPS was still below average before this A's series, and simply by having a couple big games, he raised his OPS like 60 points or something like that, because he's only homered in three games this year, so he's been really good. He's been really good in the field. I think he projects to be, like, I feel really good about his future.
Yeah.
But no, Jacob Wilson, I think, has had a tremendous season, who we just had to deal with the last couple of nights there for the A's. I think he's the Rookie of the Year, and Cam Smith's not in that discussion yet. By the way, I did grab Jacob Wilson before the start of the season at Rookie of the Year plus 1,500.
Did you really?
How you doing? So we'll see if that holds up. And the last thing I was going to ask was Jeremy Pena in terms of this whole underrated conversation. People say Jeremy Pena should be the starting shortstop in the All-Star game. I don't care about All-Star voting. I don't even care about the All-Star game, quite frankly, and the selections of the All-Star game. But I don't think he's being underrated. I think Jeremy Pena is having a great year, but that shortstop position is always the toughest. And you have Bobby Witt Jr. and you have...
It's loaded.
Jacob Wilson, who I just mentioned, doing it as a rookie. So I think Pena is where he belongs as the number three shortstop right now in the AL.
I was going to say, I do think he makes it, but I don't think he's being, I guess, overlooked or underrated as being the starter. I mean, because that position is loaded, and it always is.
Yeah.
Especially in the AL. It's usually pretty loaded.
Yeah, historically.
So
go back 20 years. That was some of the best baseball. You had Tejada, and you had A-Rod, and you had Jeter, and you had Nomar.
You usually got at least three, four guys that can make their argument to be the starter.
I mean, that was the whole thing. Cal Ripken, people always say that. Like, that was part of the reason why he moved to third base, was because the shortstop position was just so good. He wanted to get more All-Star appearances, and like, let me go over to third. and then obviously A-Rod let him play short there in the final All-Star game. But yeah, nonetheless.
How nice of him.
Yeah.
For A-Rod, that's a nice move.
last nice thing he's done. A little bit of a heat check, we can call that, on the Astros being underrated. I think they're being overlooked. I think we agree on that.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, ESPN put together their all-century teams. We'll have to talk about that and how it relates to Houston. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
Rock and roll.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, meow.
Hold on, show.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
What if you had to build one NFL team from the last 25 years? How many Texans would you put on that roster? It's The Drive. The fellas are out today. Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee filling in. T-Mill on the steel wheels, and you as well. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. I'm finding out via the text line, YouTube, Twitch chat. You can always get in touch with us there as well. A lot of you guys drive way too fast out there. My goodness.
What are you getting over there?
Someone said 105. Someone said, what's the difference between 100 and 200 if the speed limit's 65? I don't know about that. If you put Higgins and Knowles' new jersey numbers together, that's mine. That's my. Somebody else said 155.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Speed demons.
Seriously. A lot of fast drivers.
Hey, man, that's Houston. There's a lot of fast drivers
out right here. That's the South. You get these higher speed limits down here. It's nice. You can just cruise.
Yeah, Tyler back there grinning. I see you back there giggling.
Yeah, you know what the worst? It too. You know what the worst part is? I just got a speeding ticket
look,
2 or 3 weeks ago.
See,
so I've been cruise controlling everywhere.
And how fast were you going, sir?
It wasn't a bad one, but
It wasn't a bad one.
It was like 76 or 77 at a 65.
You got a speed ticket for that?
Yeah.
Where were you?
The Beltway up north near my home.
Huh. Okay.
That's tough.
Came up over a hill. He was just sitting there.
Oh, he was just waiting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's not going to light me up. I'm all right.
And that's bad timing.
Whoop, whoop.
Hate that.
That's bad timing.
That's the worst. By the way, last thing on this whole Shedeur Sanders, at least for now. I saw a lot of people give him props. Like, hey, he was very respectful with the cops when they pulled him over. Like, oh, great. Well, what difference does that make? It's like I always use the comparison of saying, like, you know, my 13-year-old doesn't do drugs. Okay, wonderful. Like, props to you.
Probably thanks to the D.A.R.E. program.
That's right.
To the D.A.R.E. program. I remember D.A.R.E.
Do you remember the song?
I don't remember a song. I don't. I do not.
I'll sing
though.
It for you later.
You sing it right now, Tyler.
It's become a running theme here when I'm filling on the show.
You'll hear it by the end of the show. Okay, I'm gonna come out of left field with it and just let you have your ears tickled. Sorry about that, Luke. I just wanted to thank the fine people over there, Darryl.
I was gonna say, but did you see the video from last year with Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
When he got pulled over at the stadium?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know.
I just think it's like the Boy Meets World episode where Corey started the fire and then, one of them, whatever, and then they put out the fire and they got an award for it.
They were heroes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
They were heroes.
They finally came clean, but it's like you did something wrong and you got pulled over and we're like, oh, great job being so respectful. Like, yeah, you did something wrong and you got caught. Like, what are we doing here? Dude, he should have doubled down and been a jerk. Like, why'd you pull me over? I was only going 101.
He could have been.
It's so silly. I don't get this whole narrative that I've seen play out the last 24 hours.
Bunch of silly-ass geese.
Hey, so ESPN put together an all-quarter-century team. They made an NFL roster of players from the last 25 years. So one roster, 53 guys. You take players from any team just of the last 25 years, build the ultimate roster. And this was put together by Aaron Schatz, who started, Football Outsiders? And Seth Walder, who's their analytics guy. So these are two guys from the analytical world that put this roster together. Anyways, Chris, I don't know if you looked at this roster. If I asked you, how many Texans, just top of the head, it's hard. This is a hard thing. This is even a back of the envelope thing. But how many Texans would you expect to be on this 53-man roster of the 53 best players by position of the last 25 years?
Now, are we just talking about guys that were originally Texans and may have gone somewhere or maybe played with the Texans late in their career?
Yeah, guys that you would consider, like, when you think of
like
them,
a Texan.
He's a Houston Texan.
Well, J.J. Watt for sure.
Of course,
like,
yep.
He's, I would think possibly, although that position has been loaded for ages at wide receiver, Andre Johnson, I would think him, but I don't know if he's going to make it over certain names like a T.O., a Randy Moss, a Marvin Harrison, who played in his era as well. So that would be tough. But, I mean, just off the top of my head, those would be the first two that I would think of for the Texans because they are Texans.
Yeah. Those were the only two I thought of, too.
Those would be the first two I would think of. Now, I would have to go deeper to think of more players, but
there's a third.
See, and it's not, he's not coming to mind right now.
Who are your two so far?
I said J.J. Watt. I mean, I think everybody's going to say J.J. first. And then I would say Andre Johnson possibly.
Can I interest you in Arian Foster?
See, yeah, that's tough. We're talking about the last 25 years. There's been some good running backs.
I'm not saying there's a right answer, by the way. I'm just,
no.
He was freaking great. That dude was poetry in motion running that ball in Houston.
But here's the thing. He had a short time frame.
Yes, absolutely.
What was it, like 4 years where he was just amazing?
Yes.
Like amazing, like for like 4 years.
Yeah, at most four, and really like two that he was just dominant.
At the top. So,
also,
I mean, that works against you, too.
They only took three running backs. So, is Foster a top three running back?
Yeah,
last
because
five
okay,
years?
I got we you. Talked about AP or AD earlier. He's definitely on the list.
Well,
or is he not?
No, he's not.
I didn't even look.
Yeah, so the running backs they took
were, I'm going to say LT.
Ladainian
Thomas. No.
No, I'm actually.
The last 25 years?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised by this trio.
Who did this? Who came up with this crap?
Seth Walder and Aaron Schatz. Send your emails to them.
I might have to.
And I've talked to both guys, good guys. I've talked to them before. Priest Holmes, three running backs. They took Priest Holmes.
Okay.
They took Christian McCaffrey and they took Derrick Henry. So two current running backs. The honorable mention just left off was LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
He
two
just missed
Tennessee
the
turds. Damn it. That's gotta be frustrating for Houston.
Definitely not going to make Houston happy about that. I don't know. I mean, Priest Holmes, I kind of get it. I don't know. I would have to have Adrian Peterson on there. I'm sorry.
I would have
to have Adrian Peterson on there. Now, I don't know what the criteria was, but if you're looking at if let's put Priest Holmes, and I hate to single out Priest Holmes, but since he's first on this list, let's put Priest Holmes and Adrian Peterson's careers next to each other. Just put them next to each other. I think most people are going to take Adrian Peterson. That's just me. That's just how I would.
They have Priest Holmes as the number one running back.
That's what I'm saying. They put him number one.
They said their reasoning was no other running back can match the three-year period that Holmes had from 2001 to 2003, is what they said.
Well, then let's put Adrian Foster in there. We just talked about him having a 3 or 4 year run, right? If they're going off of just 3 years from his career.
Priest Holmes did have that one absurd season.
He did.
Where he had...
But Adrian Peterson had a few absurd seasons.
Yeah, he had 2,000 yards coming off a blown-up knee.
Yeah.
I will say, as a kid, like, one of the earliest memories I can recall of a running back in particular that I was just like, damn, this fool's good, was Priest Holmes. Like, he's some of my earliest football memories.
I get it.
He was great those 2 years. He had 21 touchdowns and 27 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It is.
But it was a small burst. It was about that two-year window. I think the best running back since Barry Sanders, just running, not catching the ball because he couldn't really catch and he couldn't really block, is Adrian Peterson. He could only run the football, but with the ball in his hands, I think he was the best of the last 30 years.
He did it almost so effectively. Now, early on, he had a fumbling problem.
Yes.
He had an issue with that, but he kind of, you know, got out of there as he got a little older, improved more. But
right.
No, I'm with you. Of the last 25, 30 years just running the ball, I would say, AP, AD, whatever you want to call him.
Whichever. By the way, to answer the question, really just one, we could say two Texans made the list. Obviously, J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Now, the others that I wouldn't count, Somebody said this on the text line. Vince Wilfork.
I saw Vince Wilfork.
He spent two years with the Texans.
That's why I asked
you. That's a Patriot.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't count.
But that's why I asked if we're talking about guys that were like really Texans or just played, you know, a cup of coffee here. Yeah. That's why I asked the question.
I love that Ed Reed technically qualifies.
Come on now. We going with Ed Reed now? Really? Yeah. Hey, Ed Reed is one of the best safeties in the history of the league, but he was a Texan for 1 year, right?
Yes, he's one of the best safeties in history, but it is the singular worst free agent bring in by the Texans in history.
Yeah. I mean, he was done by that point.
Yeah.
He was finished.
The biggest thing with him was his press conference in Houston. And that, I'm not even being facetious. Like, that's the way it went. Like, everyone was hyped when he did his presser, and then after that, it's like, where's Ed? I don't
know. The defensive coordinator they chose, because they have a coaching staff, Wade Phillips, and they say because of what he did with the Texans' defense.
Okay, I guess that worked. I'll accept that more than I will Ed Reed being a Texan.
And Wade also, I mean, he was the mastermind behind the Bulls on Parade years, like the most dominant Texan defense years. Like, that was all Wade. That was son of bum.
And then the only other Texan that maybe you qualify with J.J. Watt when we're talking players, and you could say, they got one on the list or they got two. Personal preference, it depends, but it's the punter, Shane Leckler, who spent 13 years with the Raiders and then spent 5 with the Texans.
Jig him!
And that too.
And that too.
So, they got like 1.5 players on the list.
1.5. That's fine. I mean, but definitely, you knew J.J. Watt had to be on there. There's no way Now, if he would have been left off this list, I would have just closed my laptop and like, none of this. Yeah, just none of it.
Andre Johnson's the other one who I probably thought would have been on here, but when we look at wide receivers, here's the 6 they chose.
It's tough, man.
They chose Randy Moss, fair. Calvin Johnson, fair. Julio Jones, T.O., Marvin Harrison. The last one, I don't know. They already put Justin Jefferson, who I love, but already putting him on the list?
That's what I don't like. He's been in the league 4 years. Or 5 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, 5.
I don't think that's enough of a sample size compared to how long did Andre Johnson play? 12 years, something like that?
Yeah, more than that.
Still put up the numbers on a team that wasn't very good a lot of the time that he was here. Still put up the numbers. So, yeah, I think we're so quick to anoint people in today's, you know, age with social media. Everybody wants to be the first to say, oh, this guy's going to be the greatest of all time or the next big thing. We do it too often now.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, I am kind of torn on this because I think he's the best wide receiver in the league currently, Justin Jefferson.
He has been for at least a couple years.
If we're building a roster of the best team of players the last 25 years, obviously current guys qualify. Yeah. We're trying to put together the most talented roster. Yeah. Maybe I've talked myself into Justin Jefferson. By the way, Antonio Brown and Andre Johnson were the two honorable mentions.
Okay.
At the wide receiver position. So Andre just missed. They had him as the 8th best wide receiver of the last 25 years here on this exercise.
Hey, AB's nutty as a fruitcake, but, you know, he put up some numbers when he played.
Yeah, sure. He sure did. 713 said, what about Dwayne Brown on the offensive line? I'd have to look at that's a fair name to consider. Yeah. I'd have to look at who they have as the offensive line. He might be in the ballpark. And John Weeks should be the long snapper. I assume they did do a long snapper, but there's only one for the last 25 years. Actually, I don't know. When I search long snapper in this article, nothing comes up. So maybe they didn't choose a long snapper.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the reason why.
Left out the long snapper. How dare they?
And 713 said, what about Dickerson? I think that goes back to our Adrian Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson?
I know. That was my thought. Because this was a few minutes ago.
Oh, in terms of run, but Eric Dickerson played in the 80s and early 90s.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
They're talking about this century, right?
Yeah, 713, if you're talking about Eric Dickerson.
He doesn't qualify. He hasn't played in a long time.
Or also, if that's in regards to our conversation of Adrian Peterson, I said since Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
And Dickerson was pre-Barry Sanders.
So definitely way before, quite a bit before Barry Sanders.
So just wanted to clarify there if that's
but he was great, though.
What you're talking about.
Don't get it twisted. He was great.
Yeah. All right. Hey, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Is there a better time in the week than 5 o'clock on a Friday? You're done for the week. Start the weekend. We'll help you kick things off with 5 o'clock fire next at the drive.